code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
And now we return to America, a labor of love.
Hello and welcome back to this special Labor Day celebration program. I'm Jerry Stewart. It's been said that necessity is the mother of invention. Now, if that's true, then freedom is the father. Think about it. When someone is free to pursue their own dreams and aspirations, there's nothing to stop them. That's why, for the last 200 years, most all of the greatest inventions in the world have been born right here in our America. Orville and Wilbur Wright were self-educated inventors who believed that man could actually fly. Most people thought they were absolutely crazy. But on December the 17th, 1903, as Orville Wright reclined on the wing of their homemade plane, the Kitty Hawk, the Wright brothers did the seemingly impossible. They flew. Little could they have ever imagined that less than 70 years later, men would actually fly to the moon. Amazing. Henry Ford didn't invent the first automobile, but more importantly, he invented the first successful automobile that could be mass-produced at a price low enough that even the average American could afford to buy it. You know how much the first car mass-produced cost? $310. But what about some inventors who aren't quite so famous? Hold on to your hat. Obadiah Hussey invented the first horse-drawn reaper. William Morse, the electric telegraph. I.W. McGaffey, the vacuum sweeper. George Eastman invented film. Without his invention, there would be no movies. Whitcomb Judson invented the spectroheliograph. What in the world is that? It's a device that takes pictures of the sun. All of these inventions, hundreds of thousands of inventions, all born right here in the USA. But did any of these inventors endure any hardships or adversities? You bet they did. Thomas Edison, thought by many to be the greatest inventor in the history of the world, had, get this, 10,000 failed experiments before he finally invented the light bulb. Later in his life, he said this, "Many of life's failures are people who did not realize just how close they were to success when they gave up." That is so very true. And if there's one thing we must learn with our freedom here in America, don't be a quitter. Who knows? Just like Thomas Edison, you might be only one more try from great success. But what happens when an invention appears to work, but it fails in its most crucial moments? This next invention story is absolutely unbelievable, so very tragic, and it's true. Listen to this story. On July the 2nd, 1881, President James Garfield was shot by an assassin. At first, doctors expected that the president would die. But amazingly, after several days, Garfield was still alive. Now, they had not invented the X-ray yet, so the only way they could hope to find the bullet was to probe into the bullet hole looking for it. Now, this was highly painful and likely to increase infection. What were they to do? Well, Alexander Graham Bell, one great inventor of that day, had an all-new invention. It was an experimental model of a metal detector, and it worked. In fact, he had already used it to find bullets never removed from the bodies of Civil War survivors. So whenever he heard the doctor's predicaments regarding President Garfield, he immediately made his way to the White House, bringing along his metal detector. As he reached the president's bedside, he immediately hooked up the detector and began to generate small currents of electricity through the detector's coils. All hopes were high that as Alexander Graham Bell listened for the hum through the coils, that the hum would tell him where the bullet was lodged in the president's body. But try as he may, Bell could not find the bullet. For some reason, the metal detector would not stop humming. After much effort, great inventor Alexander Bell had to stop. Sadly, he had failed. For another 4 weeks, amazingly, President Garfield fought to overcome his grave illness. But finally, on September the 19th, 1881, President James Garfield died. What a strange story. What a sad moment in history. But there is one more piece to this story. Just why did Alexander Graham Bell's invention not work? Was it a failure? Not at all. In fact, it worked perfectly. The problem was that no one knew that President Garfield was lying on another all-new invention, the coil spring mattress. And the metal coils in that mattress were causing interference so that the bullet could never be detected. Wow, truth is truly stranger than fiction. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with more amazing, interesting stories on this special Labor Day program after these messages.
Hello, this is Kelly Stewart. Jerry and I want to thank you for listening today. This may be your first time to hear Jerry tell these stories, or maybe you were one of his first listeners over 20 years ago. Either way, it is important to find stories about America and share these stories with others. Why? To encourage us all to do our own part in keeping America a good and great nation.
It is so important that we use these special holidays in our America to remember, to honor, and to keep clear our vision for a better America. That's what this Labor Day program today is all about. Not just to entertain us, but to use stories from the past to lead and direct us as we go forward. And what's our job? To spread these stories that are being told with your families, your schools, and even churches. So today we have something special to offer. Kelly, what do we have for our listeners today?
We invite you to call our office at 817-995-4607. When you call, you can ask about today's program special offer, an offer Jerry and I have put together just for our listeners to help you and your family as we work together and pray for our America. You can also go to our website at www.jerrystewartusa.com. That number again, 817-995-4607, or online at www.jerrystewartusa.com. Let's all do our own part, and let's get back to praying for America. God bless you.
Thanks, Kelly. Let's make today a special start, a day of prayer, a day of continuing to pray for our America. Our America is worth saving. God bless you all.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello and welcome back to this special Labor Day program. I'm Jerry Stewart. Today, as we celebrate our America, our success and accomplishments, I need here to thank you for allowing me a milestone, an anniversary of my own. This year, 2018, is my 20-year anniversary for the producing and airing of these holiday specials. Yep, 20 years. And it would all never have happened if it wasn't for you, the listeners, responding and supporting me. It was Independence Day 1998 when I aired my first holiday special entitled Stand Up America. I was an absolute rookie with virtually no radio experience. I was told that I sounded and I talked a lot like that TV show character Gomer Pyle, and I had no idea what would happen. But there was one thing that I did know. I loved America with all my heart, and I wanted to encourage all of us to keep the battle going for the greatness of our great country. And just what happened? Well, that next day, July the 5th, after the airing, as I waited for the hammer to fall, I got a call from the station program director. Uh-oh, I thought, here it comes. And she told me that there was much feedback from the listeners. They loved the program. They wanted more. And that's where it all began. But it actually started, it all really began, with a prayer to Almighty God to help me tell the stories of our past and the stories of His powerful part in working to make America the greatest nation in the world. And here I am, 20 years later, and this simple Texas boy is still telling the stories, still sharing my love for our America, still thanking and honoring God for His wonderful help and blessings. So thanks to each of you for your love for America and your unfailing support for me. But this is what Labor Day is all about. You know, Labor Day is perhaps the most misunderstood holiday that we celebrate. Yes, of course, it's about celebrating our success as a labor nation, but it's more than that, much more. You see, there was a time in our America when things weren't so good for the American laborer. The Industrial Revolution had changed so much in our nation, with so many who labored working not for themselves, but in factories. But the laborers were being pushed down, sometimes working 6 to 7 days a week, many days 10 to 12 hours. It wasn't good. So a few brave men stood up, fought back by getting the workers together as a group to make a stronger push back. Men like William Silvis, Terence Powderly, and Samuel Gompers helped to form unions, asking for equal pay for equal work, the end to harsh child labor, and the establishment of the 8-hour work day. So, was that the end of it? The factory owners just rolled over and said, sure, whatever you want. No. As the labor movement grew, as the unions became stronger, employers fought back. They established blacklists for those who stood for the unions, making it hard for those to even get a job. Some even hired street thugs, given the name armbreakers, to terrorize the workers and to push them down. But did the workers stop standing up? Stop speaking out? No, they refused to stop. And for the next 50 years, the battle waged on. And then finally, in 1932, President Franklin Roosevelt moved to pass the National Industrial Recovery Act. Now, this act guaranteed minimum wage, reasonable hours, collective bargaining, and the right to join unions. So when did Labor Day all begin? Well, the first Labor Day parade was held in New York City, September 5, 1882. And it was 1894 that Labor Day became an official federal holiday. But is this idea of standing up for America, is it just a collective, a group effort, or does it break down to each of us as individuals? Well, I believe that without the individual effort of each of us, then as a group, we would not succeed. When it comes to jobs and efforts and tasks to be done, I'm not to look to someone else to pick up that job, to take care of that problem. The job is mine to do. Then others see also, and we work together as a nation. One of the most powerful stories of the importance of individual efforts that I've ever read is the story of a man, a barber, Martin Treptow, who lived in Cherokee, Iowa. In 1917, our United States was drawn into a horrible war, World War I, and Martin Treptow enlisted. He was a young man with his whole life in front of him, but he signed up to fight. In December of that year, 1917, Private Treptow and his regiment landed in France. He was a member of the Rainbow Division. His job was to carry important messages between battalions on the front line. It was a very dangerous job, but Martin took it on. The men in Martin's regiment noticed something unusual about Martin. He carried a small notebook, like a diary, in his inside pocket. He never talked about his writings, but he was always making notes in that diary. Now, Martin Treptow was a good soldier. He did his job well, and on July the 29th, 1918, while carrying a crucial message between battalions under heavy artillery fire, Martin Treptow, a common man, an Iowa barber, Private Martin Treptow, was killed in battle. Now, when Martin's dead body was found on the battlefield, as they searched through his pockets to find that message he was delivering, instead, they found his diary. In that diary, there was a message to be delivered to all in America today. What was the message? At the top of the front page of his diary, it was titled, My Pledge, and under it, these simple, common, powerful words. He wrote, America must win this war. Therefore, I will work. I will save. I will sacrifice. I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. Wow, what a powerful message for us today. At this crucial time in our America, let us take serious the consideration of what our own pledge to our America must be. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'm taking a break now, but when we return, you'll hear the powerful words of Abraham Lincoln after these messages. Hello, Jerry Stewart here with some exciting news. We've just released our new website, jerrystewartusa.com, just for you and all of the other great patriot We the People. The site is full of pictures and powerful true stories of our America and all past and present who have given their all to help make our America the greatest nation in the world. Also included are lessons designed to teach our young people, all people, how to live today in the highest moral principles. So here's what to do. Go to jerrystewartusa.com, all lowercase, and begin your own special adventure. All good, amazing stories rated E for everyone. For questions, call 817-995-6965. That site again, jerrystewartusa.com. God bless you.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hello and welcome back to this special Labor Day program. I'm Jerry Stewart. Today is Labor Day here in America, and we truly have so very much to be thankful for. As we've talked about the people and their stories from the past, as we've given honor and credit to those who have given so much, we cannot leave out one great man in our history, Abraham Lincoln. There are few today who would disagree with this fact that Abraham Lincoln lived and served in our nation during truly our darkest days as a nation. As our U.S. president during our terrible Civil War, Mr. Lincoln was in the hardest place imaginable to somehow work to settle a horrible war, a civil war, and to still keep us together as one nation. Mr. Lincoln did everything in his power to keep America from destroying itself. And for his efforts to help keep America from failing as a nation, for his selfless efforts, sadly, it cost him his life. On April the 15th, 1865, Abraham Lincoln died at the hand of an assassin's bullet. Yes, Mr. Lincoln loved America enough to actually give his life in his cause to save America. How very sad. But interestingly enough, long before the Civil War was even begun, Mr. Lincoln, in one speech, made a statement, a prediction to those who love America. He stated in that speech that he could never see America as a nation being destroyed from the outside by some attacking enemies. But then he said this, that if America was ever destroyed, it would be self-destruction from the inside. But if Mr. Lincoln could be here today, this Labor Day, what do you think he'd have to say to us? Well, based on his own words spoken in his lifetime, I believe he would say this. Number one, quit looking to others for the solutions of life. Instead, look to yourself. Work hard.